Joining me is Jocelyn Fish, Director of Marketing and Development for the Racine Theater Guild. When we hear Jocelyn here, we know a new show is opening up.
The theater is here.
What's that?
The theater is here.
The legitimate theater.
Yes.
Like, is there illegitimate theaters going around? Or
I don't know. We're the fancy one that spells it with an R-E at the end, so, you know.
Why do we spell theater with an R-E?
Yeah.
There's an E-R, but I always grew up in theater. Mm-hmm. A movie theater is an R-E. Mm-hmm.
Is an ER. A movie theater is an ER. We're an RE.
I don't do that, though.
No. Oh, we're going to fight already this morning?
Put them up. New show opening up on
Friday.
On April 10th. Yeah, this Friday, The Hobbit is opening up. And if it sounds familiar, yeah, it's related to Lord of the Rings.
Yes. This is actually
But this was before Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, Tolkien wrote this book in 1937. And so it captured everyone's imaginations. It set the groundwork for that trilogy of the Lord of the Rings. We get to meet Bilbo Baggins, who is a hobbit living in his home in the Shire, and he loves his comforts, and he loves his food, and he loves his home. And Gandalf shows up and says, "Hey, I want you to go on this journey, join this band of 13 dwarves, and go find a treasure." And Bilbo's like, "No, thank you. I'm going to stay here." Except Gandalf kind of tricks him in a way, gets him to go, and he starts this journey with this group of dwarves, and he is not having a good time at all. The weather's miserable, and there's goblins, and there's trolls, and there's elven queens, and all this stuff. But
elven queens.
Yes. But he really learns a lot about himself and what he has to offer to the world, and what his skills are, and all that. And it's all those pieces of the story that people love so much that has kept The Hobbit around for almost 100 years.
Now, this isn't related to My Precious.
It is, actually.
Oh, really?
Gollum is a character in
is
this.
He?
And we do find the precious.
Did you find an ugly actor?
There's a lot. Let me tell you, I watched rehearsal last night.
A lot of ugly actors? A
lot of makeup work.
Oh, okay.
The costumes and hair and makeup. You know, obviously, we always have great volunteer actors at the Theater Guild. We have 25 people in this production. The almost army of backstage crew for this one is quite incredible, because we have not only Gollum, but we also have Smaug, who is the dragon. And so that is a large puppet as well. Lots of scene changes.
Sounds like a lot of work putting this thing on.
They've been rehearsing like crazy. And we have everyone from the age, I think we have fifth grade to some older adults in this show. So it's quite the spectrum on stage as well. And then lots of creativity and lots of hands backstage too, making this happen.
My precious. My precious. The, wow.
Yeah.
That's April 10th through the 19th. We'll have tickets to give away.
Yes.
We've got the pair of tickets to give away this week. Two pair, actually, to The Hobbit. You know, if you've never been to the Racine Theater Guild, there's a theater in the, not round, but close to it.
Yes, it's called
like a
thrust
horseshoe
stage. So we come out into the middle of the audience, which, let me tell you, when Gollum comes out and he's crawling all over the stage, he gets pretty close to you sometimes. You're kind of like, oh my goodness.
Yeah, and you know what it is, too? In regular theaters where they have a stage with an audience in front of it, you can close the curtains, quickly change. Can't do that here.
No.
There's no curtain to close.
Again, there is quite literally a small army backstage getting ready to move the set pieces. We have the Hobbit door, the Hobbit hole that has to be moved on and off. We have a cave. We've got vines that are being lowered from the ceiling. All kinds of different pieces of things. And then you have, you know, 13 dwarves plus Bilbo and Gandalf on stage. So 15 people you got to figure out how to put on stage. So Parker Munoz, who is the drama teacher at Gilmore Fine Arts, is actually directing this.
And, oh, okay.
Yes. And I think you met Parker when we came in for the first date.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so he's getting them all in order and getting them organized. And they're having such a good time. And I think we had so many people come out to audition for the show because so many people love these characters and love this franchise and just have such a place for it in their heart. And it's been really lovely to see it all come together and see them all having such a good time.
My precious. When I first saw that movie, I said, what is he saying? My precious. I was telling Jocelyn before that I saw all three Lord of the Ring movies in the same day.
Mm-hmm.
I saw number one on TV. I rented number two and I went to the theater to see number three that night.
Yeah.
And I never, never got involved in this stuff.
Yeah.
But I got interested. I was just watching him. I was eating breakfast. I said, this isn't too bad. And then I said, let me get number two. So here they were at the video store. That's when we had video stores. I found so old. I feel so old. That's when we had video stores. Remember that? No, Daddy. Tell me about the video. Grandpa, tell me about the video stores.
Yeah. What but were we've they? Always had live theater, right?
Always had live theater.
Always live theater, yeah.
I just saw a movie called A Great Awakening.
Okay.
And it's a story about the Reverend George Whitefield meeting up with Benjamin Franklin during the days when they were getting ready for the Declaration of Independence. And he brought Christianity to England, and then he brought it to America. Mm-hmm. And where was I going with this story here?
I don't know.
What did you say before I did this?
Theater? Live theater?
Oh, yes, yeah, live theater. So George Whitefield became a preacher. Oh. But before that, he became an actor.
Mm.
He wanted to be an actor. And the theater, you got to see this. The theaters in England back in the early 1700s mm-hmm. were a tiny little stage with one person on stage reciting something for an audience.
Yeah.
And that's what the theater was. Yeah. One person.
Yeah.
And he became one of those people and then realized his calling. And that's what, I can't believe I forgot where I was going with that. But that's what theater was back in the early 1700s.
And now you get 25 people on stage all, you know, creating a little magic.
With sound effects.
There's some great fight choreography in this show. There's some lovely, just lovely heartfelt moments. There's actually some very funny moments as well. And they're just a great group of people putting together a wonderful show. And that's always, you know, that's one of the great things about the Racine Theater Guild is all these people come together and...
Now,
make
how do you get tickets?
How do you get tickets? You can call us at the box office, 262-633-4218. You can visit us at the box office.
You think people remember that number the way you just shouted
that? Of course they do. You can visit us at the box office Monday through Friday, 12 to 6 p.m. and 90 minutes before each performance. Or, of course, we're on the World Wide Web, RacineTheater.org.
That's the only way to get tickets online.
Online, correct.
RacineTheater.org. Mm-hmm. There's no other way. If you find it, they're going to scam you. And so we don't want you getting scammed.
No.
Just RacineTheater.org. Mm-hmm. Call the phone number, which you can look up online. And what's the website? RacineTheater.org.
RacineTheater.org. Yep, okay, yep.
The guild is not mentioned in the address. Okay. Because people don't know how to spell it. Right?
Just kept it simple.
Is it theater with an E-R or R-E?
R-E. Okay. R-E. Yes. Okay. Yes.
All right. And we have a whole bunch of other shows coming up. We've got the big season finale, mm-hmm. Pippin. We'll talk about that in just a moment. Talking to Jocelyn Fish, who's the director of marketing and development at the Racine Theater Guild. So do you ever get the inkling they want to perform in one of these shows?
I mean, I did when I was like in middle school and high school. I don't know. I have such a fun time being a part of the whole process and watching it all come together. And then like one of my favorite parts of my job is I quietly always say my job is very easy because all of these people are putting in all of this work and all of this love and all of this time. And I just get to like promote them and talk about how great they are. And so,
you know what the problem is? I would never remember the lines.
Yeah.
I couldn't. Yeah. There's no way I can remember a script.
Yeah.
I can't remember this stuff. It's right. Local news and timeless hits. I have to have something in front of me.
Yeah. Memorization is a big thing. It's a big thing.
Yeah. You got to have a brain for that stuff. Yeah. And I just don't have it. By the way, before we talk about the new shows, mm-hmm. Girl on the Train.
Yeah.
That was good.
It was a great show. And unfortunately, we had to cancel the last show due to power outage, which was such a shame. But it was such a different kind of mystery for us.
Better than the movie.
I completely agree. I think there was a lot of energy and a lot of that cast really clicked. And it was just great.
Yeah, the movie wasn't good because we mm-hmm. rented the movie right after that. And went to the library to get it. And I didn't like it that much. All right, so we talked about The Hobbit. That opens up Friday, April 10th.
Friday.
Runs through the 19th.
Yes,
it's a short run. Yeah, short run.
2 weeks to get your tickets.
But after that, the big finale mm-hmm. closer, Pippin the Musical.
Pippin, one of Stephen Schwartz's first musicals. People may be familiar with Stephen from Wicked, which, of course, has gotten really popular as of late. And so that will be running May 15th through the 31st. They are well into music and dance rehearsals, and they're going to be moving on over to the Theater Guild to work on acting and blocking and all those things. And
where do they rehearse?
We get to use a few different spaces. This one, we've been at Kathy and Greg Berg's house. They're very nice hosts. Holy Communion Lutheran Church has always been a kind host to us as well. And then actually, Sweatshop Movement, the hip-hop dance group here in town, let us use their space for a couple of rehearsals for this one, too. And then,
you can't use the Theater Guild because
we've got so much going on. So now that the Hobbits moved on to stage, they'll be moving into the theater.
Now, Pippin has a strange plot line to it.
It does. Yeah. And some people kind of know Charlemagne from I guess he's technically Middle Ages, maybe the Dark Ages. But it is about Pippin, who is the son of Charlemagne, and he is really on a journey of self-discovery, and he thinks he wants power and fame and goes to war and all this kind of stuff. He's trying all these different things, and the lead player and all the people are trying to kind of manipulate him as to how they think he should live his life, and he kind of finds that maybe all he needs is some love and happiness.
Ben Vereen played him on Broadway.
The lead player, yeah. And so we've got, it's a good mix of new people and people who have seen at the Theater Guild before, so it's going to be a wonderful way to end the season.
They also had Irene Ryan, who was Granny in the Beverly Hillbillies.
Yes.
Was one of the stars of the show, too. All right, we also have some other things coming up.
Yes, we do. So still in April, we have our last Jeans Jazz Concert of the year, which is going to be Eric Jacobson, the music of Clifford Brown, Joyce Spring. So Eric Jacobson has joined us many times for Jeans Jazz, wonderful trumpeter. And this time he's going to be featuring Clifford Brown, who I got to learn a lot about. He was a very talented young artist and died very, very young, but wrote this score in honor of his wife. And so lovely, lovely piece. That same weekend on the 26th, we have Royal Melodies Enchanted Again Signature Spotlight Concert. That's great for kids. It's $7 a piece, 12, 2, and 4 p.m. We've got princes and princesses and villains and all those people that have some great iconic fairy tale songs to sing as part of that concert. So that's super fun.
And so that's Jeans Jazz you got, and the Spotlight Series.
Yep, in April. Mm-hmm. And then we have one more Spotlight Concert in June, which is the music of Lerner and Lowe.
Ooh, My Fair Lady.
Mm-hmm. And those auditions, if people want to audition, are April 25th and the 26th. So that same weekend, we got a lot going on.
I could have danced all night. I could have danced all night.
So information about that is on the Theater Guild website, but Greg and Kathy Berg will be heading that up, so that'll be great.
That was my audition, by the way.
Oh, okay.
I could have.
I'll call Greg.
I don't know the words of the song. I just know that. All right, let's talk about the new season coming up.
The new season.
Starts July 17th with Dad's Season Tickets.
Yes, so that is a Packers comedy musical. So that premiered in Door County a few years ago, and that's going to be coming on down to the Theater Guild. So we're getting ready for that.
The Play That Goes Wrong, September 11th.
Yes. Theater troupe is trying to put together their murder mystery, and everything falls apart in the most spectacular way in very, very funny ways.
Sounds like this morning show. Angel Street, Gaslight. Now, this is based on the movie, or the movie Gaslight is based on this.
They are together. That will is a kind of psychological thriller of a woman whose husband keeps disappearing. And she's like, every time you're gone, I hear strange sounds and the gaslights flicker. And he's like, don't worry, honey. Nothing's wrong.
Backed by popular demand, I know. Charles Boyer and Ingrid Bergman and Joseph Cotten starred in the original. December 11th is Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang returns. It's going to be a great time. We've got the car. We've got the costumes. We're ready to sing, dance, and bring joy to everyone yet again.
God of Carnage.
God of Carnage is a very dark, biting comedy about two sets of parents whose sons have an argument on the playground, and they get together to resolve it. And then they just start finger pointing and all decorum goes out the window. And they
really?
Yes. A little chaotic, a little feral almost in the end.
The Cottage.
The Cottage is a great new romantic comedy meets sex farce, mistaken identities, people having affairs with other people, the pregnancy, who's the baby kind of idea of things. Very, very funny, very slamming doors. Good romp on stage.
Okay, we've got Hannah's Suitcase on April 9th.
Yes, Hannah's Suitcase will be our outreach show next year. And so that is about a group of students who find a suitcase from the Holocaust and they want to learn about what happened to Hannah Brady. And their teacher does a worldwide search to find out Hannah's story.
And the big musical, the big closer for next season, Come From Away.
Yes, yeah. Come From Away is coming. We're so excited about it. It is based off of the true story of on September 11th when all the air traffic in the United States was closed down and planes got diverted to Gander, Newfoundland. And this town of 9,000 people welcomed 7,000 passengers from all over the world with such kindness and grace and love in a very, very dark time.
What a day that was, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Want to give away a pair of tickets now?
Sure.
Okay, The Hobbit. Now, these are for Saturday night,
These are for Saturday at 7 p.m.
7 p.m. Saturday at 7 p.m. If you haven't won anything in the past 60 days, give us a call.
Someone's excited. I see those lines lighting up.
262-634-9756. We'll plunk down on this caller. Hi, what's your first name?
Hello?
Yeah, what's your first name?
Scott.
Say it again.
Scott, S-C-O-T-T.
S-C-H-E.
No, Scott. S-C-O-T-T.
Oh, Scott!
Yeah.
It's a slow morning for me, Scott. All right, hold on. We got a pair of tickets waiting for you for The Hobbit. How's that sound?
Oh, great.
Yeah. How tall are you, Scott?
I'm 5'11".
5'11"?
Could be a dwarf on stage.
He could make it, yeah. We're looking for something a little shorter, but that's okay. All right, Scott, hold on the line. We'll get you those tickets to The Hobbit, okay?
Oh, that's funny.
Okay, hold on. Don't go anywhere. All right. There you go. Get away a pair of tickets. I can't wait to see mine. Mine is the last weekend of
great.
The show.
Yeah. You know, we're super excited, and we're very grateful, of course, to have SC Johnson as our sponsor for this show, because this will also be an outreach production for local schools.
So. When do we start signing up for season tickets?
Season tickets for next season, for our 89th season, are available now.
Are they going to be in the lobby?
Yes, we'll have tables in the lobby if people want to sign up. And you the great thing is it starts at $70. You can get five shows for $70.
Yeah, I get the whole kit and caboodle.
Yeah. Yeah. But you can get all eight. I encourage all eight.
Just give me every seat for every show. I don't know.
Yeah.
And then I should get something in the mail this week.
Yes. Okay. If you're a current subscriber, you'll get your renewal notice likely this week, actually.
The Hobbit opens Friday.
Yes.
All right.
We're going to have a good time. We're going to Middle Earth together.
Thank you, Jocelyn.
Thanks.
Okay. Jocelyn Fish, Director of Marketing and Development at the Racine Theater Guild.